Hello, thank you and welcome to another episode of Adriana Says. Today, as you can see in the title of this episode, we're going to talk about stop trying to be happy. Stop chasing happiness. And, well, I'm going to give you a way better option. Because chasing happiness is something that is going to be very frustrating. First, because I think happiness is like water. You cannot hold it. Like, you can actually feel it, but it's going to go away. It's going to flow. Like, you cannot hold it in your hands. You're going to feel your hands wet. You get a glimpse of what is happiness, what is the water, but you're not able to hoard it, to actually store it. And that's fine, because life is supposed to be with happy moments, with sad moments, with crappy moments. That is life, a mixture of all of this. Just try to imagine having a always on top, very high happiness life. You're not able even to like enjoy or savor that happiness because it's like common for you. So yes, life is not always meant to be happy. And that's why happy moments are so amazing and so worth it. But that's why I don't want you chasing that, chasing something that is going to fly away, that is very frugal, that it's going to last seconds. I want you to chase, to aim for inner peace. Yes, inner peace is that feeling like it has all the positive things of happiness and you can have it all the time. It doesn't matter if you're having a terrible day. You can feel inner peace. It doesn't matter if you are really worried, really stressed, if something in your life is not working out, that you're sad, you're like you're laying on the ground in like lying like a baby in fetal position, crying your eyes out. It doesn't matter. Even then, you can have inner peace because it's so different. From happiness. Happiness is something that comes and goes. But inner peace is that feeling in your gut that you are okay. You are safe. You can handle whatever is coming your way. Even though you don't know how, even though you are inside that crappy feeling, you will get somewhere else. You will get better. You will conquer whatever is trying to tear you apart. And that inner peace, it is what is going to make your life worth it. If you keep chasing happiness, you're going to feel frustrated every time. But if you try to accomplish inner peace, you're going to feel fulfilled every time. So let me tell you a quick, fun, or horrible story about me. So if you know me, you know that my mind is always on. Like, I'm always thinking. I get very stressed. I'm married. I have two little kids. I haven't slept one full night in years. I'm building my business. I have my podcast. I have my courses. Whatever. Like, a lot of things are happening in my life. So, yes, I get stressed. Yes, I sometimes cry in the shower, of course. Sometimes I hide from my kids just to be able to have a snack or have a minute for myself. But yet, I can tell you that I have inner peace. It's not that I'm happy all the time. Maybe if you see me from the outside, you see, oh my God, Adriana is losing her mind. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I am losing my mind. But it doesn't matter because I am happy with myself. I know I have everything I need to work everything that life throw me. So that is inner peace. I may be crying, but I'm right in the really down inside myself. I'm in peace because I have been chasing inner peace, inner calm, fulfillment way more than happiness because happiness come and go. Like, I always have very vivid dreams. The other day I was talking to my husband and just sharing with him what I have dreamed the night before. I felt that this dream was my entire night. I know that it's not possible. I know how the brain works and whatever, that dreams are just kind of a second. But for me, it was the entire night. I had this dream that I had to go to this government office to make some kind of some paperwork to, I don't know, something about taxes. I have never even in my real life gone to that office for the tax paperwork stuff. But all night I was thinking about that. I can actually tell you how the form looked, where did I go to stand in line, who received me, what they told me. Like, I have very realistic, vivid dreams. It wasn't very logical, but I can remember everything. So of course, this poor little soul wakes up in the morning and she's already tired. So I woke up and I was like, -100, because I was doing paperwork for the taxes office all night long. And yes, this is my life. This is my brain. I don't work very good lately. Like, I'm always tired. But still, I can tell you, there are a few moments of happiness in my life these days. Very few, sadly. But I'm in peace. But I have this inner peace that I know it's way more valuable than happiness. I do laugh. I have a beautiful life. I love playing with my kids. Everything can look fine. But I know that what is going to make me be able to have all the strength to keep doing what I do, be in love with my life, it's not the happy moments. It's the peaceful moments, the fulfillment moments. I feel it right here in the middle of my chest. Happiness is more like, I always think, if I can like visualize happiness, it's more like from your shoulders up. Like, you laugh, you make your shoulders go up and you're like laughing and happy and just running in a Disney World. Like, yes, it's very out there. You can see someone being happy in their faces from the shoulders up. And for me, inner peace is something you feel inside of you, like in the core, in the middle of you. And maybe if someone is watching you from afar, they're not going to realize that you have that. And it's fine, because it's not for them, it's for you. So just keep doing the things that make you feel like aligned with yourself. That is inner happiness. That is inner peace. And yes, of course, try to sprinkle your life with happiness. Happiness is amazing, but it's not something you have to chase. It's something that's going to come to your life. So don't worry about it. It's going to come. But inner peace is something you need to be like nurturing in your life right now. But Adriana, how do I get more inner peace? When you feel like something is just right and you feel aligned and you can like breathe easily and you feel in the middle of your heart, in your soul, that is inner peace. Try to do more of those things that make you feel like that. And just chase that feeling, meditate, journal, do more of what makes you feel you, have a moment for yourself, reflect, do some crafts, do some hobbies, go for a walk, whatever suits for you and makes you feel you more you, that is inner peace. And just be yourself, because the world doesn't need you to be someone else. The world needs you to be you. And when you're aligned with yourself, you present as yourself. And that's what we need from you. Thank you very much for listening to me. I hope you enjoyed this episode and you don't judge me so much for my wild dreams and my crazy, crazy mind. But I'm here to tell you, if I can feel this peace, even though I have this chaotic life, you can too. I know you can. So just keep chasing those moments of inner peace and you're gonna feel fulfilled, even though things not always will go your way. Thank you very much for being here, for listening to me. From here, I send you all my love, and I hope we meet again soon. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.